is the owner there, an old-timer of Canyon City, who will tell us something about the old days in Canyon City.
The school.
I lived on Griffin Avenue in the 800 block. I don't know the address exactly. And I went to school on Lincoln Park. After we moved out on Lincoln Park, we moved out there. Oh, I went to 4th Street School first, really. And then we moved out there. And then I went to South Canyon High School for a year and a half, and that was it. Sound good?
You said you didn't care that much about school.
No, I didn't have much interest at all in school.
What were you working at, and what did you do during your young life? What kind of jobs and so forth?
I worked at the stores when I quit school, and then I worked at the foundry, and I went to work in the mines, worked in them for 14 years.
Tell about the mines now.
Oh. And then after I quit the mines, we had a place that belonged to my granddad. My mother, when he died, she got the place in Orchard Park, I went up there, and it was an apple orchard, and we lived there for 20 years. And then after that, I moved back to town and did carpenter work the rest of my life.
Could you recall some of the kinds of work you did and in which specific mines? I think that would be very interesting to us as to which mines you worked in and what the conditions were like.
I worked in Fremont Mine for a number of years. And I worked in Rockville, and I worked in Coal Creek, and then I went in Chandler. And then I went to Ilse and worked up there for 3 or 4 years in a lead mine.
Well, what was your pay, and exactly what kind of work did you do, and how long were the hours and so forth? That would be very interesting.
When it all company work, I never dug any coal. I don't know nothing about it. It was all company work. One driving mules, and I don't know, every all company job, running hoists and stuff.
Was that underground? How you have to say it, that was, some of it was underground?
All of it, practically all of it was underground.
Okay.
Well, the pay started at $4.85 a day. That's the reason I went out there. I was working for $2.50 a day in town here, and went out there and worked for $4.85 a day. And then it kept getting better, but I wouldn't know that it didn't get too much after that. Well, it did some. I don't know. I don't remember how much it did yet. I wouldn't know what the rest of it. I know that I found it for $2.50.
When you started the carpentry work, you must have been over 30 and had a family. Is that true?
Well, I've done carpenter work off and on all my life, but when I started to build houses, it was in 59. No, 57, I mean, excuse me.
Then we've skipped a little bit in your life. We go back to the 30s and talk, you know, we've gone through the mining period, but were you working in the mines during the Depression? What do you remember about the 1930s?
1930s? I wasn't in the mines in 1930. I was only, oh yes, I was too. I started at 17. Yeah, 19, when I was 17 years old, or 16. When I worked on the apple orchard, worked there for 19 years. We had about 50 acres of apples. And some years we'd make good, and some years we didn't. And the last year, we had a good crop, and the hail hit us, and that's when I sold out.
To whom did you sell?
What?
To whom did you sell?
I don't know. Clark. I sold to, I don't know, William Clark, I think it was.
When you were working in the orchards and living up on Lincoln Park, you must have known one of the early men who left quite a lot of colorful history here, Dahl DeWeese. Will you tell us everything you can remember about Dahl DeWeese?
I remember he had a nice house, and he had a lot of game, I mean, that he'd killed in there, a lot of mounted ones, big moose and bear and everything else. It was a really nice house, and it was quite a place, a big house, still there.
Hmm? Or his children? Remember anything about his children?
Yeah, I went to school with one of the boys. He had two boys, the youngest one. I went to school with him. And we were together quite a little bit. Huh?
You also recollected that DeWeese had his nursery down on the end of Grand, where the bridge is today. Excuse me.
On Grand Avenue.
On Grand Avenue.
South of the bridge
today. And that you have no recollections of a Mrs. DeWeese, even though you went often to the DeWeese home with the younger DeWeese boy. You mentioned in our talk that you did remember Tom Mix. Would you tell a little bit about what you saw and a little bit more about Tom Mix?
I remember when they was taking the pictures up on Grape Creek, and that lady was in trying to get across the river, and she drowned. I remember that well, and he was pretty much around town all the time. Tom Mix was. They had a studio up on 3rd and Main. As far as knowing him personally, I didn't, but I knew of him a lot.
When you saw him around town, did he wear a white hat?
Yeah, he was always dressed up. He was a pretty good ladies' man, yeah. I wasn't on it at all, never took a dime.
Do you remember back in 1929 when they had a run on the local bank?
Yes, I sure do. Yeah, it was everything. We went to a stop for near. Didn't amount to. Nobody had any money to know what to do with. It wasn't long, no, till they straightened it out.
Did you play? Let's see. You weren't old enough to go to World War I. Did you have any relatives or remember much about World War I from 1917 and 1918?
My wife's brother is the only relative that I know of. I knew a lot of them, yes, but I was too young. Mm-hmm.
And then what do you remember about World War II?
I remember you couldn't get any help when we was on the ranch, on the farm up there. We had trouble finding help. It was all gone. Everybody was gone for near. No money to spend either.
Okay, so you really weren't involved in World War I or II very much, and you didn't have too many relatives who were involved in either one. Is that correct?
No, I didn't have any relatives, only a brother-in-law. And I knew sir, a lot of them that went there, but I didn't know no relatives anyway.
Children weren't old enough to stand it?
Yeah, what?
Your own sons weren't in the war, they weren't old enough?
No. I had three children at that time.
Now will you describe a little bit about what you did for social life? What groups you belonged to? Did you belong to any Elks or any of the lodges? And which church that you or your parents attended?
I belonged to the Masons and the Elks. And we went to a Christian church. Still do.
What do you remember about the Ku Klux Klan?
I remember there was a lot of them at that time. I remember when they had a big meeting out by Wetmore, and somebody tried to break in, and they killed him. I don't know who he was. I forget his name now, Cochin or something like that.
The person who was killed then was against the Klan.